Dead Man Flat has earned its name more than once. I used to cross it twice a day when we lived on an old homestead down 8 miles of dirt road. How the place got named remained a mystery to me until I stopped for a Navajo hitchhiker one evening. We drove north of the San Francisco Peaks and where Highway 89 approaches Sacred Mountain Trading Post, entered Dead Man Flat. I asked him about the name. Long ago, he said, his people fought some Hopi and New Mexicans who were leading a pack string westward. Who won? I asked. Don't know, he answered before adding with a smile. All they told me was we came away with the horses. Since then, a handful of different accounts about the origin of the name have surfaced. A former CO Bar cowboy recorded the murder of a lone traveler who was found stabbed to death at the waterhole. The sheriff's posse believed a rustler, known to be operating in the area, had mistaken him for a cattle detective. And Pete Espiel told me a version when his truck broke down near our place one day. I gave him a lift back to his ranch house in Dead Man Flat, and along the way asked about the name. Well, he said, I heard it got named for a drunk cowboy who couldn't catch his horse. Every time he got close to it, the horse spooked and ran off. He kept chasing it for a couple of hours. The longer he chased it, the madder he got. Finally, he drew his six-shooter and shot the horse. He felt so bad about what he'd done, he turned the gun on himself and pulled the trigger. A day or two later, they found his body sitting propped against the dead horse. These incidents from the early 1900s happened after the name was already in use, as shown by an 1892 diary. And then yesterday an old manuscript arrived containing the earliest account of the naming I found. In it, a Navajo elder related an incident which happened before the Long Walk in 1864, when his people were driven hundreds of miles into captivity. On a fall afternoon, the story begins, a Navajo man, woman, and boy were herding horses in Upper Dead Man Flat. The woman was in the lead as they approached the gap in the hills. Suddenly, she spotted a party of New Mexican raiders being guided by Hopi scouts. She began waving an antelope skin to turn the herd back and warn the others. The boy immediately rode to get help as the Navajo man drove the horses across the flat, chased by the raiding party. From horseback, he picked off the pursuers with his bow and arrows. Finally, the New Mexicans cut their losses and turned back, leaving behind their dead and a name for the wide opening among the junipers. Like Dead Man Flat, many Arizona place names hint at a grim past, but for every massacre point I've come across, there's a Mystic Spring or Bright Angel Creek, and I'm still wondering how Holy Moses Wash got named.